Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the ninth day of January 2013. And if you go up to Infowars.com, we have on the site the video of Piers Morgan last night where he said he'd like to have me back on again, which I'm ready to do via satellite whenever he wants. And they went on to talk about they hope my kids don't get killed while my children were in the room. And I thought that was cryptic. And then the next guest comes on, three of them, says that Piers Morgan needs to shoot me with a semi-auto. And then the daughter of Governor Huntsman, Ambassador Huntsman, says that she'd like to see him dress up in a uniform because it's okay. He has the authority. It was all scripted. And then Piers Morgan says, maybe I'll wear my brother's uniform. He always talks about how his brother is in the military. And then he tells the Marine who's on, who was excellent, by the way, bet bottom dollar that guy's a listener. I want to get him on. I've wanted to get him on since last week. He was listening. And the Marine explains that we have guns to protect ourselves from government, not about hunting. And Piers is like, well, you have done a great job in all your combat. You can have guns, but the citizens can't. So I'm ready to debate you, Piers Morgan. In fact, if you wanted to have a moderator with a time clock, and then say, I could present my questions, you could present your questions, they could present their questions. That way, obviously, you can still rig it with, you can even have your own moderator, as long as it's, I have the same amount of time. You could have even, you know, rig it where people send in the tweets that you choose from. I just want to be able to ask my five questions. And we can have an hour-long debate, and instead of having a 500,000 viewers, I think you're noticing this now, you'd have about 5 million. 10 million, maybe, like CNN used to have. I mean, folks, no, we don't want to be lectured all day and hear the Second Amendment demonized over and over and over again ad nauseum. I mean, people know, and they know that statistically mass shootings are as rare as the tooth fairy. They know you're pulling on heartstrings. That's why they've tuned out. And you know that. And by the way, when I was talking to the producers off air, you know, before I got on, they went and looked up the radio stations we're on. They went and got the numbers. They have numbers. They know how to get unlisted numbers of people that even have somebody else get them a phone. I mean, it's definitely government-type stuff. And they knew. They said, oh, no, we know you have 3 million listeners a day. We know you have 15 million a week. We know. And Piers Morgan on air is like, you have an incredible reach. You shouldn't have it. And guess who else said that? Glenn Beck. I saw 15 minutes last night on YouTube of him yesterday starting a show that made me really ashamed for him. And we're going to have Jakari Jackson in here later to play some of the clips. I mean, it went on for hours, but it's 15 minutes long. We'll play a few clips of it. He said, I'm a liar. He said, I am spooky. These are quotes. I'm dangerous. I'm a fascist. And then I'm a liar. Call me a fat idiot, yeah, and a bunch of other stuff. And he also, his minion called me a fat idiot. And he also said that people come up to him saying they bought 1.6 billion bullets, and he said, this guy is lying to you. Don't believe him. And that's why I don't like Glenn Beck. And folks, you know, I don't attack Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, any of them. Okay? I mean, I don't want Rush Limbaugh to have a heart attack and die so that I get his radio stations, literally. I'm not that kind of guy. So I'm not like mad at Glenn Beck because, you know, he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm mad at him because he's always been there behind the scenes trying to keep me down. And he lies to his audience and then tells them I'm a liar. I mean, if anybody is a manipulating sack of garbage, it's Glenn Beck. I mean, you're the liar, you little ninny.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest story in the country right now is my appearance Monday night on Piers Morgan. Last night, The Daily Show responded. Conan O'Brien responded. They did stuff like superimpose a gun in my hand shooting Piers Morgan with the real video from the show. It's like something out of The Running Man. There's the proof that Mad Dog Ben Richards is really the brutal butcher of Bakersfield. They could put my head on Obama's and, have me walking around saying whatever they want or putting whatever they want in my hands. And obviously it's comedy, but it still puts out the archetypal image that we as gun owners are violent and bad. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of SPS Russian, the biggest gun show in the world, not just on YouTube, about 100 million viewers on average a month, just on YouTube, biggest gun show in the world, was tied up at his offices, he's a gun manufacturer, and shot in the back of the head execution style. The biggest gun show in the world, the founder, dead. And it's in the back of the local Georgia papers that it's a state police murder investigation. He was executed assassin mafia style. Tied up in a chair, expertly, shot in the back of the head, execution style. We have also discovered in Military Times that other gun manufacturers and people are dying mysteriously. Now, you remember the head of the Northeast Intelligence Network, who I want to work on getting on tomorrow, Doug Hagman. Maybe even pop in today if he can do it. He said 2 weeks ago on this show, but I want to go back and find the clip. You know, it's one thing for me to say, oh, he was on the show and said this, and new listeners are like, yeah, I bet. We have to, like, it's why we got to hire some more crew, because you guys are working really hard, but I need staff to go back and go, okay, that was the not the last interview, but the interview before last. It was like 2 weeks ago. We've got to go into that interview, and he says, my federal source, he's got a lot of those sources, says there's going to be a purge. And he goes, assassinations of pro-gun leaders. And it'll look like you get mugged or crack dealers go after you. And that's why whenever I was being stalked in New York by what looked like police, and normally, again, you're going to CNN, you're walking 10 blocks because they wanted to have a car deliver us. I said, no, I'll walk. I wanted some exercise. I wanted to wake back up because I've been up since 5 a.m. And, you know, one guy pops out, looks like a cop. On a street, you're walking up 10 blocks, taking turns. He goes, hey, Alex Jones, I'm a big fan. And you think, okay, that guy's a listener. But then it happens with another guy. Then you see other guys with the windbreakers and the obvious cop type. I mean, once you've been around this 100 times, you know what it looks like. And I've been around Bloomberg a few times where he has like 15 detectives around him. That's his security. And that's exactly how they act. The whole confident thing where they act like gangsters, basically, these type of detectives. I've been around quite a few of them in Los Angeles, too, but they're more like assassin types, look like more like old special forces types in Los Angeles. But the point is that basically I describe them as people out of central casting from The Sopranos. Same look, same confident face, same deal. Like, you know, I've done a lot of bad things to people. And, you know, enough to where it wasn't that I was scared at a physical level. It was in my gut. I said, you need to live to fight another day. Something's bad here. Are they going to drop something on you? What's going to happen? And it kept happening. And then they were in the hotel. We left that night. That's why I didn't basically sleep. Took us a long time to get to New Jersey. I mean, I left. You know, you're in hotels paying cash. Just because when you've got, I don't know, let's not exaggerate, 7 detectives following you and looking at you like they want to kill you, it's a serious situation. And I didn't know that the day before that, SPS Russian founder had been murdered. And I didn't know that some other, and it's all pro-gun, gun show people. They canceled 3 shows on Discovery that were top rated, including Jesse James's. By the way, I got his number and know him. Now's the time to get on the show. I just need to go ahead and get him on, talk about what happened behind the scenes with that. He lives here in Austin as a listener. And all of this is just happening. And then last night I'm sitting there and imagine this. There's a big storm. Our satellite dish is out, blown out or whatever. I live in the country. Ron Paul's coming up, by the way. And our internet's not working too good for whatever reason. And so I go, okay, I guess we'll watch Piers Morgan. So we're watching it on the computer. And they've got the first guest on going, gee, I hope Alex Jones's kids don't get killed. And the guy just comes off like an absolute scripted actor. Just my view on it. I feel sorry for his loss or whatever, but it was one of the victims' families from Aurora. And he's like, I sure hope nothing happens to his kids. I sure hope. And Peter's like, I sure hope too. And my kids are all like, what? 4 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old. And I said, oh, it's nothing. The internet feed of the show live starts cutting out. So I'm in there reading books to them. We're in the bedroom watching, you know, TV on the computer. My wife's there. And it cuts back on, and there's a Daily Beast reporter on there, a senior reporter, and he's saying, you need to get a gun and shoot Alex Jones. And then the daughter of Ambassador Huntsman says, oh, I'd love that. We're going to play it here in a moment. And then Piers Morgan says, you know, I could dress up in my brother's uniform. So this is just very bizarre. And then there's all the quotes about how groups want to kill the NRA president or go after Larry Pratt. By the way, Larry Pratt's popping in today. He's going to be on Piers Morgan tonight. Head of Gun Owners of America. So this is the type of stuff going on. And if more prominent gun owners... Because if I was the globalist, I even said privately around here, I said, if this is true, they'll kill people like F's, FP PS Russian. Because if you don't know what that is, it's the most popular gun show in the world. It's online, and it's probably had 10 times the viewers of top shows on Discovery Channel that they've now just canceled. 600 million views on YouTube alone. And they were accelerating. It took them a couple years to get 100 million views. And now the last year or so, they got another 500 million views. They've got all these other platforms with hundreds of millions of views. I mean, they were dominating, making guns fun. They started getting girls in bikinis out there shooting machine guns. And I said, if this purge is real, they will go after those guys first. Because, see, I'm here politically trying to wake people up. What really works is making guns fun and sexy. And now that guy's dead. And some other people have been killed. I've got a video, an article up at InfoWars.com about it. Some other prominent pro-gun people have died mysteriously. And I'm getting followed by guys that are looking at me like they want to kill me. And again, I'm telling CNN security when they're walking us out, I go, I want to go out the mall entrance that's open. And they go, no, you're going out this way. And I knew the entrance was right behind me to the mall. Because there's a big mall. It's built into a mall. And I didn't want to have a confrontation. I was like, all right, start rolling your camera as we're walking out so we catch one of the detectives. And he turns what looks like one of the detectives, you know, in talking into his sleeve and walks into the wall, walks into the corner. It was that pathetic. And then there's other guys. And dude's like, you want to get footage? And I think he aired some of it last night. I couldn't watch the Nightly News shows. I was driving home at that time. He did air it. And there's like two more of them coming down, cops like this. And I go, taxi. And we jump in a taxi. And I'm like, don't drive me to my hotel. Drive me somewhere else. We drive a few blocks over, and I walk up, and now the street's blocked off in front of our hotel. I'm like, that's it. I walk in. There's more of the guys sitting there waiting for us with newspapers looking up when we come in. I'm like, let's get out of here. And these guys were in suits. So let me tell you, there may be the beginning of a purge against gun owners, and we can, and they're going to go after those of us that are prominent. If I get pulled over and the cop claims I pulled a gun on them, it's not true. If I get shot in the head. I mean, I've seen, they executed a CIA guy a few years ago. Carney was his last name in Houston. And they just get him out of the car. He steps out. And the cop shoots him in the head. And the news said, well, that's okay. He's allowed to do that. And he'd been blowing the whistle, according to our NSA source. Well, I have one NSA source and then one that's public. I have Wayne Madsen. And he confirmed what our other source said. So, if they just pull me over and shoot me in the head, hey, I'm a martyr. Just know it's on. Canary in the coal mine. If I'm found dead in a hotel room with a hooker, I don't go to hotel rooms with hookers. I don't use illegal drugs. I don't even use prescription drugs. I mean, I've had like broken legs before and didn't want to take the painkillers. It makes me nauseous. If I get run over walking down the street, you can bet I was killed. If I'm struck by a bolt of lightning, you can bet it was a setup. Another way they'll do it is if I get carjacked. I mean, they killed a Palestinian activist who was a professor who wasn't doing anything. And his arms and legs were duct taped and his throat slit into ear. And I had it was a progressive Muslim group, pretty mainline. And I had the imam call me. I think he may have been on the show. And they talked about they got the body from the APD, and then it later came out in the news, and he'd been tortured to death, and he was all bound with duct tape. And the police said, well, you can get bound with duct tape and slit your own throat and stuff and throw yourself into Lake Austin, which is really a river. It's Colorado River. They call it Lake Austin. I'm sorry, they changed the name again. It's now Lady Bird Lake. Maybe they'll call it, you know, Possum Lake next. I don't know. If I get found with duct tape, I mean, it's like Fannie Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner under Clinton, where people have their arms and legs cut off, machine gun in a trash pile, and they'd say the person killed themselves. You cannot chop your arms and legs and head off. It's like when they killed Gary Webb, the Pulitzer Prize winner on Dark Majesty and Dark Alliance, the CIA drug dealing. He had a new book coming out totally documenting it even more. And I talked to friends of his, said his house was getting broken into. He'd moved. He'd seen special forces guys from his two-story sliding down the drainage poles like in a movie. And they had him sign a deal saying that he was going to commit suicide and then shot him twice in the head. First, they blew his jaw off. They really killed him with a shotgun. The police had a revolver. So just get it straight, folks. They may start killing us. Stay with us.
back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 to 1 Mountain, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. PrisonPlanet.tv streams the video, the radio, and nightly news. And, of course, we also have the audio streams at InfoWars.com. As well, we're on XM 166 and over 100, almost 150 AM and FM affiliates across the country. Ron Paul is coming up. I was just walking back there, and CNN was re-airing a clip of what we're about to play here. So this is the message being sent out. This is what they said on CNN last night on Piers Morgan before they called for me to be shot in the next panel. Here is a clip from Piers Morgan.
I don't want Alex Jones to get the phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning that one of his children have been shot and killed by somebody who shouldn't have a handgun or a rifle or a automatic weapon. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to get that phone call.
No, okay. Well, I think that's that is the whole point. And you
yeah, that is the whole point. Okay, and so I'm watching that, and then the next panel comes on, and again, this article is up at Infowars.com. You can go to the site. Piers Morgan and guests discuss shooting Alex Jones. It's the bottom of the featured news. We're going to move it back to the top of the featured news. It's also at DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side by the Piers Morgan photos, an easy way to find it. And here you have in this clip, Daily Beast writer Buzz Bissinger says Piers Morgan should pop Alex Jones with a semi-automatic weapon. Then Abby Huntsman, who looks like her father with a wig on, the governor and ambassador to China, top globalist, just absolute New World Order pusher, said, I'd love to see that in uniform, because that's psych warfare. Oh, you're in a uniform, you kill him, it's okay. And Piers goes, maybe I'll wear my brother's, who's been in the military. So Piers Morgan is saying, I'll borrow my brother's uniform to shoot Alex Jones. Now, people could say, oh, that must be a joke. If I would have said, hey, Piers Morgan, I might get a gun and shoot you, I guarantee you, they would have arrested me on the spot. And they had the plainclothes detectives there milling around inside and out. I guarantee it. And this is becoming a story that's been picked up by several newspapers because they all basically get their newsroom info from DrudgeReport.com. I appreciate Drudge putting that up there because I need coverage of this. I mean, we're all hanging together here or we hang separate. I mean, this is really coming down to the wire. And they're in there finding the Doug Hagman clip from 2 weeks ago where he said they're going to start killing prominent proponents of the Second Amendment. And I noticed that they're saying, I'm dangerous, I shouldn't have a platform. Glenn Beck said the exact same thing. We're getting clips of that for later. And I got to tell you, it's creepy. This is not the type of attention I like. But I've got to do it. All I can do is speak up and get in their face and try to get folks out of their trance. You know, I just prayed to God, help me do a good job, and that's what I did. And you know, I'm the guy in the arena. It's easy to be the critic out there, but what about the person in the arena who's got the dust in their eyes and who's bloodied in the fight, who knows the great... You guys print me the Teddy Roosevelt quote. I want to cover that. Let's go ahead and now go to this clip of a man that looks completely deranged. The author of Friday Night Lights, it's actually a pretty good book, up there fantasizing, and I've been around these people, behind the scenes with, quote, liberals. All they ever talk about is how they want to shoot us and kill us. See, they're not liberals. They're authoritarians. And here is the clip where they fantasize about dressing up in uniforms and shooting me. Here it is.
But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Piers, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother's uniform.
I don't think more guns are the answer here. I mean, there are a lot of...
Well, they keep saying, don't they? No, more right. Guns, exactly. Less crime. Exactly. More guns, less crime. In fact, that's just not backed up by any real evidence.
It's not. And we talked about the founding fathers earlier.
That's not true.
They did not intend to live in a society, the modern society that we live in today.
I mean, just they always tell us what the founders stood for. Ladies and gentlemen, since guns proliferated the last 20 years, I've shown you the statistics about 50 times. I'm not going to do it again. FBI.gov. Over a 20% crime rate drop in the last 16, 17 years, depending on how you look at it. And most of it in the last 5 to 6 years. 11 to 12% of it, depending on how you cut it, has happened just since 2007. And that's the new crime numbers from 2011 that come out a year later. They're very accurate statistics compiled by local police departments and integrated with federal numbers. Violent crimes get reported. And violent crime is down because criminals are getting their butts shot off everywhere. By the way, of the 11,000 people that die every year, most of it's gangbangers, and the rest is suicide. It's a very small portion of innocents. But see, out of 315 million people, they can show a one guy shooting his wife once a week and make it sound like it's an epidemic. All right, we'll be back. Congressman Ron Paul is coming up. There's a lot more today. The attack on the Second Amendment is on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
He is now the former congressman. The first time I interviewed him, he was running for Congress again, I guess back in 95, 96. And he'd been in Congress once before as a libertarian. And, of course, went back as a Republican. And he has been our greatest defender of liberty, worldwide loved and admired. He's got big announcements coming up soon. I've heard the rumors, and I'll see if he'll give us any hint. But he joins us, obviously, to talk about the fiscal cliff that he said we've already gone over a long time ago. What's happening with that? The Sandy Hook shooting, the announcements of the NSA openly spying on us. It's like everything Ron Paul talked about 15 years ago and got called a conspiracy theorist is now just out in the open. And former congressman and really omnibudsman of liberty worldwide, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Good to be with you.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yep, very good. Family got here. We had a lot of fun and didn't solve any world problem.
I need to learn how to unplug as well. Wow, you know, you heard what I threw out there, sir. Where would you like to start first?
Well, the things that I've talked about is mostly, well, the general, deterioration of our individual freedoms and our liberties and our markets. But I think the big thing as I wound down my career dealt with, financial and the economy. And I think both major parties and most members of Congress are in total denial as to what the real problem is, because they think it's just a budget. You know, well, if we change this number, raise taxes, cut spending, pretend to cut spending, we solve the problem. And I think have these obligations of $220 trillion in national debt, of $16 trillion. We're the biggest foreign debtor nation ever. And that is ignored. And they talk about, what they're going to do with tinkering with the tax code. And they talk about cuts, which aren't cuts. It's just all deceit and trying to fool the people into believing that they can tinker with a budget. But I think the problem is government is too big. They don't follow the Constitution. They don't know what the rule of government ought to be in a free society. And they don't admit we're bankrupt. And oftentimes I've used this saying that, are we going to go over the cliff? Well, in many ways, we're over the cliff in that we're not going to retrace ourselves. If you're over a cliff, you just don't have a chance to climb back up. And we really don't. We're not going to have enough people in Congress in the next go around, or do we have them now? We have better people now, and we're going to have some people speaking for us. But we can't go back and all of a sudden balance our budget, remove the regulations, and protect our liberties. All we have to do is listen to our president, what his plans are. But the Republicans aren't, doing a whole lot more, because we're facing a situation where it took 100 years for our governments and our schools to indoctrinate our people to accepting the idea that the role of government ought to be to take care of us and provide perfect safety and make sure nobody falls through, the net and take care of people and the whole world. And I think we have to address the subject, what should the role of government be? The founders made an attempt at it. They wrote a constitution. We don't obey it. And to me, if we would accept the notion that the role of government is to protect our freedoms, provide some national defense for us, provide a sound currency, and protect our liberties, there would be no warfare state and there'd be no welfare state. And nobody wants to address that. In all this talk, neither Republicans or Democrats would even suggest about cutting the militarism. The only talk was, should we increase the military expenditures by 18% or 20%? The people who wanted 18% were castigated for slashing national defense and said they were, unpatriotic. So that is where the mess is. I see the mess that we're in, a problem of education, the consequence of 100 years of control of many generations, sure, indoctrinating them into bad economic policy and bad foreign policy.
Congressman, you've talked about globalism, the Bilderberg Group, people like that, but it's now in the Financial Times of London. It's in hundreds of papers, that we can probably pull some up and put them on screen, where they announce global government by the six mega banks. And I listen to Bloomberg Financial on XM, and they brag that they've conquered Europe with debt. They've signed the Europeans onto derivatives. They've got them dependent on socialism. But most of the debt is actually the central bank's debt that are really private. And now I see them wrecking us, Congressman, on purpose to make us debt slaves while also making us dependent. I mean, surely they know the facts. Even the Congressional Budget Office, as you know, 3 or 4 years ago said we were bankrupt. All these other government economists have admitted this. So you're not just somebody who studied economics. You're also a medical doctor. It's kind of like a patient that's got cancer all over their body. This is already a done deal. So what's your take on my statement that we've been maneuvered into rack and ruin by loan sharks? I mean, I think it's important to not just say there are a bunch of buffoons in D.C. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, in my research, are just mafia organizations that want us as basically debt slaves on a sharecropping plantation.
I think it's partially true, but it also involves indoctrination through education. It's just not 10 or 15 people who get together and all of a sudden they can change people's minds. People endorse Keynesianism. They endorse the Federal Reserve. They endorse us being the policemen of the world and that we should have these wars in the Middle East. So they have been indoctrinated. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are a few who are going to benefit. But, I can't read into their minds. I don't know. They sit back and say, you know what, we're going to bankrupt the country and cause this chaos. I think they try to get away with manipulating and maneuvering and benefiting themselves both with power and money. And philosophically, it doesn't work out, so they have to react. So they take advantage of it. It's sort of like taking advantage. Don't let a major crisis go to waste. I mean, create the problems. They think they're going to get away with it. And then when the crisis hits, they make use of it. And they say, well, we have to do. They're motivated by money and power, and they have to kind of control
politics. Sure, sure. I don't think
they're smart enough to, on a daily basis, say, well, we're going to do A and B is going to be results. I think they're mostly unintended consequences that occur, and they react. I'd like to get people to react differently.
I agree with you that at the mid-level and even the upper levels, obviously, it's just a corrupt system people have been born into now. But I'm talking about the 112-point plan that got leaked out of the World Bank when Joseph Stiglitz resigned, the Nobel Prize winner in economics, in 2002. It talked about how they manipulated third world countries into bankruptcy to take control, and it discussed doing it to the West. So at Bilderberg, from our sources, but also at Davos, I've got Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, saying we're going to use the financial crisis to bring in the new world order.
Well, that may be, and I don't know every individual who makes these plans, but I do know that I meet a lot of people who believe. I mean, you take a guy like Bernanke. I think Bernanke actually believes that junk. You know, I think he really believes that he's been sent here by the Creator to make sure we never have a Great Depression before because they didn't print the money fast enough. I don't think he sits and says and goes much further than this, because he has invested a lifetime into proving this ideology. I think he's wrong. He's determined to prove he's right. So he creates trillions and trillions of dollars. And then these people that you're talking about, they know what's going on, and they line up, and they get involved, and they learn how to manipulate the system for political reasons. So we know that our president has an agenda, and it's very, very clear. So he works his agenda with the system that exists.
I agree with you. There's different factions who only care about themselves, and together the perfect storm. But you're saying he thinks he's right, you think you're right. Sir, I watch a speech that's in our film Matrix of Evil you gave in 2003 at McKinney Ruff's right outside Austin, here in South Austin, and you laid out everything that was going to happen, how they'd use the drones here, how they'd have the NSA spy on us, how they would use the Patriot Act on the citizens, how when they collapse things, they would use that to take full control, how the derivatives bubble would work. It's like you're a prophet, but you're not. You were in there in the committees. You've studied history. You know what was going to happen. You said the stimulus wouldn't work. You said all these things wouldn't work. You said that the Republicans would vote to raise taxes. $1 of cuts for every 41 in spending increases. 77% of Americans with tax increases on payroll. I mean, it's like the lying. And what's happened is we've been eased into this tyranny. And so now you're here saying, well, we'll see who's going to be proven right. You've been proven right, Congressman. Toot your own horn.
Yeah, well, I will keep tooting my horn about what I believe in, because I think there are those who do exactly what you're talking about. I remember very clearly George Bush Sr., you know, when the WTO came in, and you say that now so much of these plans are out in the open. And I think George Bush put them out in the open when he said, I saw a major ad, I think it was in the New York Times or something, that we put on the third leg of the New World Order. Before that, you couldn't say New World Order out loud. I mean, or you were a complete idiot or a nut job. But he put it out, and he says, we have it. Now we have the WTO, we have the IMF, and we have the World Bank. And I think, yes, but they have a philosophic belief that world government is good. And some of them believe it because they think world government, just like world communism, is good. And some people who join communism, they were sincere. They thought it was good. But others are driven by power. They're driven by wealth and control, and they're psychopathic, and they want to use force against people. So I think they feed on each other is what I think happens. But I think but all governments reflect popular opinion. And therefore,
no, I agree with you. I've heard you say over and over again, this is happening because we become lazy, decadent slobs. I work some days 18 hours a day, but I'll be honest. Compared to my dad or somebody like his dad who grew up on farms, they enjoy working. They can fix anything. My dad, I call him at 3 in the morning, and he'll come help me. And I worry because I'm a shadow of my dad. He's a shadow of his dad. I'm not teaching my kids to work that hard. Like I think we really are degenerating, and I'm not romanticizing old timers. I just know that people used to be closer to the ground, more street smart and harder working, more independent and not as decadent. And there is a feedback loop of decadence now that's almost impossible to escape.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. I would agree with you to a great deal, but also look for the positive things, because if I look at the young people that come out for my rallies, I see young people who are very dedicated, they're very principled, they're idealistic, and they're now decadent when it comes to computers and the internet. They're pretty darn smart. And I don't know the technology, but I know how valuable it is, and I'm able to use it and get other people to help me. So in that sense, I become the optimist, because technology so far in most of all of history has always been used to enhance the power of the state and to kill people, you know.
Yes,
but
sir.
This is one time, if we're smart enough, that we ought to be able to use this technology and spread information. I mean, you do it all the time. You know about the technology. We're spreading this message. So I get to be optimistic that all we have to do is continue this. And that is why in my farewell speech, the most dangerous trend that we have to stop is the threat to our civil liberties, our ability to resist. You know, what are these people, how many people are going to be arrested, you know, and put in secret prisons, and how often are we going to be able to maintain our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights? That is the protection of civil liberties that's the most important. But the best way to do it is awaken a generation, and we have the tool, and it's the internet, and we have a very responsive young group. And they, what happens to the establishment is they beat this out of us. They do it with every generation to make you feel like you're a bad guy because you think freedom is good. Now, our job, and we have these tools, is to make sure that this whole new generation knows that freedom, their instincts are right. We're all natural believers in liberty. We're all libertarian in the sense that we want to be left alone. But it's beaten out of us by our system, the movies, the schools, the government, all these things. So I see a tremendous opportunity, and I hope I'm not totally deceiving myself, but I'll keep working with the assumption that we can change people's minds.
Yes, sir. And to be clear, I was speaking in generalities like you did in your powerful farewell address from Congress that's gone so viral out there, thank God. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com and other big sites that posted it. Millions and millions of views just on the internet alone. That obviously there are the liberty-loving people who are a growing minority. But it's pretty much the wheat from the chaff. People are either getting totally mind-blown and accepting any level of corruption, or they're getting more and more active. And we have to take heart, as you've said, 5% started and won the Revolutionary War. Well, we're trying to win an info war. We've got more like 25, 30% now that are awake. All we've got to do is wake up others, and then we're going to take the country back. And so there's a race by the authoritarians to take over, but there's good factions, and people need to know that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing that's on our side is not only has our message grown in popularity and we've been able to spread it, but the opportunity is the absolute failure of their system. Communism, you don't hear people come out and say, you know, I'm a communist, so I think the communism is going to take over the world. Communism failed. It fell apart. The Soviet system doesn't exist. The Keynesianism, the planned economy, welfareism, inflationism, it's failing.
It's failed over and over again, and they keep saying capitalism has failed. No.
That's a big challenge. We have to make sure that we don't get blamed. It isn't capitalism that failed. They haven't ever really even tried total free markets, and that's what we should force on them.
I agree with you. Moving quickly through other points, campaignforliberty.org. I've been told a little bit here, a little bit there from different folks, you've got three big things that are going to be announced soon. A, can you give us any sneak peek? And B, when will this announcement come, Ron Paul?
Well, there are a lot of things I've been talking about and planning for. They're not quite ready, but there's a possibility I'll be able to do some type of programming, on the internet, not on regular TV. And if that works out, you know, I think we can get a big audience for what we're doing. I'm going to be very interested in promoting homeschooling, because I talk about education all the time, and I think the public school system is failing, And, you know, it isn't the rich people that are taking their kids, you know, doing the homeschooling. But I think average people and even poor people can salvage their children from the system by homeschooling. And I'm also going to be touring the colleges. Soon I will be starting that. I'll continue to do that. So I have a lot of things that I can do, but they're not all firm yet.
That's right. But, I mean, I heard about a Ron Paul theatrical release, Ron Paul TV, and something else I heard is being planned.
What is that?
I don't know. Well, I want to make sure, you know, little birds tell me this and that, but you know, I keep my ear to the ground. All I know is very exciting. And I'm not taking this moment to bash Glenn Beck. I've tried to be nice to him, but he says he's now the leader of the libertarian movement.
Yes, I saw that. I'll have to check him out. I wonder what he believes in.
Yeah, because he told me that your supporters 4 years ago were going to blow us up with bombs and that we did Oklahoma City. And then he keeps, you know, saying that we shouldn't get in the government's face. I mean, my only deal with Glenn Beck is he says I'm dangerous and basically shouldn't be on the air. Piers Morgan basically says that as well. And then now he tells me that he's my leader and that he's now going to become Ron Paul and Alex Jones, I guess, mixed. Do you have any comments on that?
Not too much, because I don't know exactly what he's talking about. All I can do is speak for myself on what I believe in and what I'm trying to do. And I've been pretty much upfront on, you know, what the principles are and in which direction we should go and effort. I think I do one thing differently than others, and that is I try to stick to, you know, ideas rather than personalities. And, of course, we've already mentioned the president, and I mentioned George Bush. But over the years, I basically don't attack the individuals. I don't generally attack Bernanke.
Sure, but you did call him a demagogue when he said that your supporters wanted to blow up buildings.
Yeah, that's for sure. But generally speaking, I don't do the personality thing. That is, doesn't mean that, matter of fact, if you do the personality thing, you get a lot more attention, but I don't want it to distract. If people want, they'll try to entice me to say, what should we do with Bernanke? How should we punish him?
Remember
what our governor said that we should do with him. I might agree with it, and I might even say things along that way, but most of the time I'll go and say, it's the system of the Federal Reserve.
No, I agree.
That is what I want to concentrate. Some people will concentrate on different things. They'll have different tactics and different viewpoints, and I think that's fine.
No, listen, I think Glenn Beck does a lot of great work and has gotten better and better. He is just systematically, I don't infight. You'll never hear my show talking about other people that are in the Liberty Movement. He just routinely says, I made up the 1.6 billion bullets, even though that's AP Reuters, direct federal purchases. You know, I'm making up the police state. I'm making up NSA spying. Your supporters want to blow buildings up. I mean, he is trying to gatekeep, and I'm just warning you that unless you join with Sauron, Dr. Paul, he's gonna stab you in the back. And I'm only saying that like kind of like a chart when you're coming into a bay in a boat. I'm just marking the chart, Dr. Paul, but you're a smart guy. You know that. We've only got about 6-7 minutes left in closing. Sandy Hook and now the Feinstein bill and others to make us physically turn them in, not just go back and re-register with the ATF at their pleasure. Now they want to just open where they decide, law-abiding citizens turning their guns in. What is your take on that, and are you concerned about a purge or persecution of gun owners?
Well, I'm concerned about their inconsistency. They want to get rid of guns because somebody used a gun and did some violence. But we all know that more people are getting killed with hammers and fists and knives. So they're not very consistent. They see an opportunity. They want to get rid of the guns. Some people believe they're dangerous and want to get rid of them, and other people want to get rid of them because they know that guns can resist a government tyranny, and some people like the idea that governments become tyrants and they should run things. As long as the government kills children, it's okay, so they want to protect that. You know, all that scandal and outcry, which much of it was justified, seeing kids getting killed, it's a horror. But at the same time, how about those people who are saying, okay, this is an excuse to take away the rights of people who use guns to defend their family? How many of them are shouting and screaming about the children that our drones are killing on a daily basis? Because they're Muslim kids and different color and they're overseas and nobody has to line them up and shoot them, we can do it by directing drones from this country. That doesn't even count. So that's what their whole goal is to destroy. perpetuate and the way they destroy our liberties, and they perpetuate the violence. I mean, compared to the violence that governments have perpetuated on the people versus what the people do to each other, there's no contest.
Historically, government's the number one killer, as you know. University studies out of Hawaii and others, 292 million people killed in the 20th century, non-military combatants. We have a red alert, sir, that just came out while you were on with us. DrudgeReport.com, Weekly Standard, AP, you name it. Obama White House threatens executive action to physically confiscate the firearms. Biden has now given a speech, sir. They've got a bunch of state reps and federal reps. I've literally got over 10 articles. They're all calling for executive orders. And Obama is saying now that he'll do everything in his power, including executive orders. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we feared. Congressman, constitutionally, that's beyond a constitutional crisis. As a constitutional expert, sir, if he signs an order ordering we turn in our guns, what does that mean?
Well, it should go without saying that he's gone way too far. It also should go without saying that he's acting with the use of illegal violence, and he becomes the violent person to say that if you don't, and he, this is not new. He's been doing this, you know, environmental regulation. If Congress moves too slowly, well, I'll write an executive order. But he didn't invent the executive order and assigning orders. I'll ignore this. It's a bipartisan
But it's
thing.
Accelerating and getting dictatorial. They now say our military.
Yeah, it's been.
What
it's
do
been
we do
on.
If Obama orders us to turn our guns in? Doesn't that make him a dictator if he just says, I'll do whatever I want?
Well, it's certainly a dictatorial move on that. If the American people had been a little better versed, maybe they wouldn't have reelected him. So I do not say that he is a dictator like some of the 20th century dictators that killed 290 million people. But these are dictatorial moves. They're very, very dangerous. And people say to me, why are you worried about, you know, the military arresting Americans, citizens, National Defense Authorization Act? Because only one or two people were involved. Yeah, but the principle is 100% when you establish your principle. So what he's doing is perpetuating a principle of putting more power into the presidency. And it's very, very dangerous.
Setting the precedent under NDAA, we're almost out of time. Sir, will you turn in your semi-autos?
Well, I might not even have anything to turn in for that purpose, but I don't think the American people will. I've always assumed that the line in the sand may well be drawn. If the federal agent marches in unannounced and they say, well, give me your gun and give me your gold, I don't think they'll do that, calmly. I think the American people will highly resent it and resist.
So you think I was right then telling Piers Morgan if they try to confiscate the guns, it will start 1776 part two?
Well, I don't know whether I put them in the same words, but I think I said something very similar to what you're saying.
Well, God bless you, sir. I hope we can get you back again in a month.
Very good.
What are any other websites that are important to plug? Just campaignforliberty.org?
Do that, and then we'll be listing some new things there because we're making some other web pages. I'm going to have a home page. Unfortunately, I didn't have ronpaul.com, so I'm going to have Ron Paul's homepage.com. That'll be coming up, but it's not ready yet.
All right, big announcements coming soon. We'll talk to you and say hi to the family. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Great to talk to that man during this dark time. I told you executive orders were coming. They're getting us ready to see if we'll take it. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.